بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الرابع عن ابي مسلم وقيل ابي سلمة بن عمرو بن اقوى رضي الله عنهم ان رجلا اكل عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بشماله فقال كل بيمينك، قال لا استطيع، قال لا استطعت، ما منعه الا الكبر فمات رفعها الى فيه. This chapter of the great importance of following in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the fourth hadith, and from it also we learn a great lesson. The narrator of the hadith, Salama ibn Amr ibn al-Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, participated in the pledge of Ridwan. He was extremely brave and a distinguished archer. He participated in 7 battles with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah blessed him with great ability. He could run faster than a horse. He passed away in Medina Munawwara in the 74th year of Hijri, and 77 ahadith are narrated from him. So in this hadith he says that when a person was eating by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were eating together. And he was eating with his left hand. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Kul bi yameenik, eat with your right hand. He said that, La astatiho, I cannot. Not that he was physically unable, but like out of pride he said. That is, like many people, whatever they got, they don't want to change it. You tell them, don't do this, they say, no, I will do it my way. So like that he sort of insisted in doing it his way to eat with the left hand. For Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, lestata'at. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, then in that case you will never be able to. That is, you don't want to eat with your right hand will become like paralyzed. You won't be able to pick it up. Ma mana'ahu illa al-kibr. What stopped him from following the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his pride. That he just wanted to do his things, and he didn't want to be told what to be told anything. And unfortunately, many of us suffer from that disease. We don't want to correct ourselves. What we think we are doing, that is right, and I must just carry on. فَمَا رَفَعَهَا إِلَى فِيهِ. Then after that, never was he able to pick up his hand again, his right hand, to his mouth. It became like paralyzed. The person ate using his left hand out of pride and opposed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's law and the sunnah without any valid reason. He went against the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore made a dua of misfortune against him, that he won't be able to pick up his hand. And that was the case there. It should be noticed that a person is permitted to eat with his left hand if he is compelled to do so due to a valid reason, such as a sickness. If there is some valid reason, then it is different. But just out of pride and not paying attention and giving due importance to the sunnah, that is extremely serious. So we should take a great lesson from this, that they are not following the sunnah, and the result was, coupled with not following the sunnah, the pride also in him, and the result was then he became paralyzed. In essence, the hadith teaches us that following the sunnah is a matter of honor and dignity. A person should feel honored to follow in the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shouldn't try and follow in our customs, our way of life, or whatever what our forefathers told us also. We must see what is sunnah, and we must try and follow the sunnah. While opposing the sunnah is ingratitude. If a person doesn't follow the sunnah, it is a sign of being unthankful. A few additional points. Every noble deed should be done using the right hand, and every lowly act should be done using the left hand. The right hand and also the right leg. For doing all good things, like eating, use the right hand. When drinking water also, we shouldn't drink water with the left hand. And what we feel is that the glass will get dirty. That is not so important. More important is the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So even drinking water, we should drink with the right hand. All good things we must do with the right. And all things which are not like good, like istinja, washing ourselves, then there we should use the left hand. When giving somebody something, we should give with the right hand. When taking also, take with the right hand. And walking also, we walk in the masjid with the right foot. And when we go out of the masjid, with the left foot. When we enter our house, we enter with the right foot. When we leave the house, we should leave with the left foot. And all this we should also do, if we thinking it as sunnah, it has got extremely and great rewards. We should not just do it in any way, or negligent, or not thinking. Do it according to sunnah and think of it, that this is sunnah. And there is a great, great reward for that. It is praiseworthy to encourage good and forbid evil, even at meal times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never was unmindful of the zikr of Allah, and he was never unmindful when anything was done wrong to correct that wrong. Whether it was, wherever it was, not only bayan time, but even, yeah, they were eating, and one person was doing the wrong thing, he corrected him immediately there. So wherever we are, while we are eating with our children, as we read in another hadith, that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a small child, young boy, about 10 years old, was eating with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught him the etiquette of eating. Kul bi yameenik, eat with your right hand. Kul mimma yaleek, eat which is near you, don't go to the far away things. And take those things, what are near you, in the plate, eat from there. So all the etiquettes of eating, wherever we are, we should always encourage the good and forbid the wrong also. It is commendable to teach people the etiquette of eating. We should learn also, and we should teach also the etiquette of eating. Even at home, we shouldn't just carry on eating how we are according to our habit and our custom. But find out what the sunnahs are, and then teach them also to the family people, and let everyone eat according to sunnah. That sunnah which in any ways we are going to do, we are going to eat. But if we eat according to sunnah ways, it will become a great ibadat for us also. It won't be just filling our stomach, but spiritually we will be acquiring a great amount. So all our actions, sleeping, going to the toilet, everything we should try and follow the sunnah. In our daily lives, every day, we should see from morning to evening, which sunnahs am I following, which am I still not doing. And accordingly, then we should try and fulfill all the sunnahs. It's an easy way to acquire very great rewards. We are going to wear our clothes, we are going to wear shoes, just wear them according to sunnah. And even better, think this is the sunnah way, and see what great, great rewards we get. Otherwise, we will wear clothes, but if we don't wear it according to sunnah, we will be losing out so much. And if we don't make the intention, have the thought that this is the sunnah way, then also we will be losing out very, very greatly. And a person should be very eager to acquire the great rewards. And a simple way is to do all our things according to sunnah, where there are rewards also so great, and the only benefit of things are when they are done according to sunnah. We will get all those benefits also. May Allah give us tawfiq, the love of the sunnah, and to practice sunnah, and to propagate the sunnah to others as well.